This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Brudge
and Christine Wong.
We've got one of those shows for you today that initially we thought was going to be easygoing, and it's a Friday and will take us nice and easily into the weekend. It turns out we've opened a can of worms. Mm-hmm. But the main story is, and the main question is, whether or not you should have to take a media literacy test before using social media. Why or why not? The votes are over on Instagram and on Twitter. They have shifted ever so slightly over on Twitter to
50.4% for yes and 49.6% for no. So,
wow,
still split.
Yeah. Do we have any new tweets you want to highlight?
No new tweets.
All right. So let's move on to the third and final story of the day. And it's still about licenses and one thing or another. And for some students at Chinese driving schools, and pivots, in fact, learning to drive is pretty similar to playing a video game. At the Guangshen Driving Training Group, one of the biggest driving training schools in the southern Chinese tech hub of Shenzhen, students check in for practice sessions by scanning a QR code. So they sit in simulators that resemble old school racing game arcade cabinets. They navigate realistic 3D simulations of driving test center environments, complete with roads, traffic lights, pedestrian crossings, and even trees and buildings on large curved screens. So it's a self-developed AI project called Lazy Cat. I can think of a better name, but you know. And it was launched in June of last year. And it's based on data collected from real test cars. The simulation customizes training plans based on users' performance at each session. Users can also simulate driving along different routes and under various weather conditions. The simulators have large curved screens that replicate the experience of driving in a test center. And they're using technologies to transform traditional training methods, save energy, and cut costs in fuel, labor, and rent. And this is according to their general manager. Now, this is one of several schools in China's driver training industry, which was worth 140 billion yuan, that's around 87 billion ringgit, in 2019, according to the China Highway and Transportation Society. And they've been asked to embrace artificial intelligence recently. So here's a quote. Driver training used to be a very traditional industry with not much technology involved. Now, AI driver training is basically a countrywide trend. So the company, which operates three other traditional driver training schools with over 500 training cars, had opened 8 AI training centers, housing nearly 300 driving training simulators near the city's central business district and major train stations by the end of 2020. And it aims to build 50 more centres by the end of 2021. Now, another school has 9 machines in different areas of the city. In September, the company launched an updated version of its simulated cars and robotic driving instructors, or robo-coaches,
wow,
as they are called. So far, over 5,000 people have graduated from the company's AI classes, according to local state-owned media. I wanted to ask your guys' opinion of this. I've been playing video games a long time, and I'm a really good driver on video games, right? When it comes to real life on the road driving, though, I'm not so sure that learning how to drive in a video game would transpose across as effectively as I would like it to.
So when I learned how to drive here, I took the theory course and then the theory test, but there was actually a brief, I think this was 1 hour class where I did sit in a simulator with the little chair and the little steering wheel and everything. I don't quite think it matches up necessarily to actually driving in the sense that, you know, you can be getting everything technically right. You know, you can be using the clutch correctly, you can be steering correctly and all this stuff. But, you know, even small things like the fact that the chair isn't moving with you, also that there are no consequences technically apart from just like a, oh, you did a bad thing.
And there's no randomness.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's also no randomness. Like at the moment when I drive, even within my community, there are pedestrians running on the road, for example, that I then have to make a judgment call on how far do I swerve around them so that I can make my turn. And it's stuff like this that you can't ever, I think, really get from an AI experience, even if, for example, you know, the VR, you know, situation has randomized encounters like you would have in a video game, right? But I think it's good for, you know, I guess socially distanced, that initial phase of learning how to drive. you have to be in a car to learn how to drive. That's where I'm at.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, slightly on the opposite, especially with the AI and the kind of tech they have, especially over in China,
yep.
Where the story comes from. If they're able to use AI to study the kind of traffic conditions, the kind of the behavior of the people, like human behavior, how they are in cars, and replicate that in like a VR experience, I think it could be pretty close to what you would get learning driving in an actual car. Mm. Like, imagine if you studied the behavior of Malaysian drivers, and then you put that in like a simulator, and you got people to learn that.
That's a downloadable add-on, by the way.
Like a bonus feature.
It's a DLC.
This is not EA. So, but yeah, so I think it could be, it's not going to be 100%, but in my opinion, it could work, especially if it was, especially if you could get more people learning how to drive the right way with something like this.
I think, to reiterate what Christina said, I think it's definitely a starting block almost, you know, for people who have never driven on the road, for people who perhaps have confidence issues or something. Mm. Something like this I could see definitely working for a beginner driver. Looking back at the article, there's people in the article who say, you know, it actually, this guy's been driving a while, you know, and he says it actually feels like a real car. The clutch is exactly how it should feel. The accelerator feels how it should do. The brake feels spot on, you know. So he's saying it's not a video game, you know,
yep.
quote unquote. It's a simulated driving experience in the same way that a lot of the bigger, more expensive flight simulators are not video games. They are actual simulators of, you know, particular flight paths and things. I like the idea of it, and I can see this as being a great way for that particular industry to pivot should COVID or whatever be around for a considerable amount of time. But it also makes me think, well, there aren't that many people driving nowadays, or there might not be that many people driving in the future anyway. And that's kind of where it's left me, you know, dangling at the moment, you know?
Especially if you have, like, driverless cars.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's where we're going to have to wrap up for today. So if you are living in China, or if you do decide to go live in China, there's a possibility that you might be able to take your driving test using a video game, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the final show of the day, final story of the day. We started with this question. Should you have to take a media literacy test before using social media? Why or why not? The final numbers are
50.4% yes, 49.6% no.
You are an undecided lot out there. Mm-hmm. Then we moved on to story number two,
which was about McDonald's and how they're linking bonus payouts for executives to diversity.
Story number three was just what you heard right then about how you can take your driving test in parts of China using AI and a simulated driving experience. Just before we go, what are the final numbers over on Instagram, Chris?
Final numbers are still 60% say yes, 40% say no.
We'll be back week after next here in the studio. The other team will be in the studio next week, of course. Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Started in the mid-80s, Bank Islam was established primarily to assist the financial needs of the country's Muslim population and has since extended its services to the broader population. How has COVID-19 impacted the bank, and what can banks do to assist those affected by the pandemic? Muazzam Mohammed, CEO of Bank Islam, joined the Breakfast Grill in the hot seat for more. Music to take us to the break. It's the Hollies with Searching. Stay safe, stay at home, mask up and sanitize. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.